The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the fourth chapter of the second letter of St. Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Whenever we say the Apostles' Creed, we confess our faith in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. The Holy Christian Church, which is the communion of saints. But it's especially on this festival of All Saints that we rejoice in this truth, or to speak more accurately, we rejoice in this blessed reality, the communion, the fellowship of all who belong to Christ, both in heaven and on earth. In thinking this past week about the church as the communion of saints, there came to mind some words of that saintly 19th century Lutheran pastor, Wilhelm Leah, who had this to say. When I was young, I thirsted for an eternal fellowship. Now I know an eternal fellowship, which becomes more and more close and binding, the Holy Church. From this church death shall not separate me, but death will for the first time bring me to complete enjoyment of love and fellowship. For there is but one eternal church, part to be found here on earth, and part to be found in eternity. There is but one eternal church, part to be found here on earth, and part to be found in eternity. I believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints here on earth and there in heaven. As we will sing in Bishop William Walsham Howe's great hymn for all the saints, O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. All are one in thee, for all are thine. The words of St. Paul to the church at Corinth. So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day, for this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. I believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, Christ's one church, both in paradise and on earth. Long before the coming of our Lord, one of the authors of the book of Proverbs said, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish." Well, in the first reading from Holy Scripture on this festival of All Saints, we have a fragment of the vision of St. John when he was exiled on the island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. We usually call John's vision the revelation to St. John. At its very beginning, St. John says this, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day." The Lord's day is Sunday, the day when the seven churches to which he is writing would have been gathered together to celebrate the holy sacrament of the Lord's body and blood. The late Austin Farrer of Keble College in Oxford put it this way. One Sunday it happened that St. John couldn't be at church with his friends because, like Elisha, like Jesus, he was taken by the armed men and exiled to the island of Patmos. But God consoled him with a vision. He saw the Holy Sacrament that morning, not as human beings see it, but as it is seen in heaven. His spirit went up. He saw the throne of glory and the cherubim who cry, "Holy, holy, holy." And he saw the Lamb of God, a lamb standing as though slaughtered, a lamb alone worthy to open for mankind the blessed promises of God. He saw the Lamb and he saw the angels. "I saw," he says, "and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the number of them, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and honor and glory and blessing.'" And he saw the saints clothed with white robes and with palms of victory in their hands, the saints who had come out of great tribulation and had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. John writes, "Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits upon the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." You and I are not yet there. We're only on a journey. They are at journey's end. They are in the nearer presence of their Savior, in whom is all our life and hope. Their fears, their sorrows, their pain, and their sins were once no less real than yours and mine. But the Lord Jesus has atoned for every sin of every sinner. His death is that full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. And because that is so, there is no sin, no matter how serious, that can bar the gate of heaven. The only thing that can bar the gate of heaven is the refusal to repent of our sins, the desire to continue in sin. Refusing to repent of sin and place our trust in Jesus' cleansing blood. The saints in heaven were once sinners just like you and me, but they had, as St. John writes, washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. As Pastor Leah said, there is but one eternal church, part to be found here on earth, and part to be found in eternity. Both here on earth and there in heaven, Christ's people worship before the throne of God and the Lamb. In heaven, the saints see him face to face. Here on earth, we by faith see him, hidden in the consecrated bread and wine of the sacrament. And with the saints in heaven, acclaim him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and who at the altar feeds us with heavenly food for our journey, his holy body given, his precious blood shed. And here we worship with all the saints and angels and all the company of heaven, with the words of the thrice holy hymn, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory." I believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. God grant that we may not only on this All Saints Day, but every day truly rejoice in that blessed communion, fellowship divine, until we fall asleep in faith and awake in the presence of his glory. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.